Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey. Something about dancing.
Totally
I'm not very up, well. I'm you sorry. I sound a bit nasal.
You sound get bassy, you do, because you're not
do
well,
I?
Bless you. Yeah.
Good, because I normally sound a bit like a chipmunk, so that's good.
Yeah.
A bassy as you like.
You got your little snotty nose going on.
Yeah, we're back.
We are back. We're
what
back.
Episode is it? Come on, be a professional.
33.
Well done.
Yes.
Jinx,
literally
you get
no
punch.
Idea. I should know before I press record, but you know, we're playing fast.
Mate, this is the most unprofessional podcast in the world.
It is, and everyone's used to it. You guys are used to it. You're not bothered, are you? Of course not. No. Thank you for listening. Welcome back. It's episode 33. And before we start, a word from this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is Cracking Your Knuckles.
Chris, oh.
Hey.
What?
Want to upset everyone on the bus? Listen. Cracking your knuckles or bloody breaking the door down the aisle. I can hear them outside cracking their knuckles.
Can you hear them all?
They
I
are.
Can't even do it.
They're getting ready.
Don't do it. Don't. That makes people feel ill, including me.
Right, okay.
Don't do that.
They're banging the door down the aisle.
Wow. Well, keep out.
Look, it's just creating a lot of admin for me is all I'm saying. It's just creating a lot of admin.
Oh, they're kicking off,
honestly, I'm holding them back, man. I'm spinning plates. I'm having to pretend I've got no signal in that. They're ringing, man. There's craziness.
Oh, babes.
Honestly, cracking your knuckles, picking your noses there. Eh?
Wiping your arse there and all.
No, I think we've done them. having a bath that's too hot and feeling a bit ill after.
Right.
They're there.
Chris, no. Here's the jingle, for God's sake. Shut up.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, welcome back. Episode 33. Can't believe that we're still going. Can't believe we're still married, if I'm totally honest with you.
Wow.
But happy to be here.
Well, it doesn't
anyway.
Sound like it. Brilliant. Hi. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening. Yes. What have you been up to?
Mate, what have I been up to?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Oh.
I've been up to not much, you know, exciting. You have been dancing on the television on one of the biggest programmes in the whole blooming country. Don't ask me what I've been doing. What have you been doing, mate?
Twinkling my little bloody toes, haven't I?
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Do you know what?
Honestly.
I'm going to talk on behalf of everyone.
Right.
For somebody who's never danced before, which you have never done, you did bloody fantastic.
Oh,
them judges.
Thank you. Joking aside, didn't I get you upset? I got upset for a bit,
are you going to tell
it?
I thought we were going to keep that a
no,
secret.
No, because, you know, I got upset afterwards, and then you were saying it, and then I had to say it myself. I was like, I'm not a bloody dancer. Like, if they turned around and went, oh yeah, great tens, I'd be like, well, dancing's shit. You can pick it up in a week. You know what I mean? It's absolutely pointless.
Well, my example to you, because you did get a bit upset and you were a bit downhearted, and I get that because you're competitive and I knew you were competitive,
yeah.
And that's part of the reason why I was like, don't be like that when they say whatever. But my example to you was, it's like me going on a program with Serena Williams, right? She teaches us how to play tennis in 2 weeks, me going to Wimbledon and expecting to win.
Yeah.
It was that.
Carl Hutchinson, he phoned us after he'd watched it and he was like, hey there, they reviewed you like you were auditioning for the West End. You were just dancing. You'd have only been dancing a week. And it was a little bit hurtful at first. And then I was like, you know what? And you reminded us, thankfully, and I got it in my own head. I was like, I haven't danced before.
Never, ever.
I've never done it. And I'm honestly, we've watched it back. I'm proper proud of what
you
I did.
You should be. You
I'm
did
so
amazing.
Proud of it. I went for it. I threw myself into it. Timing wasn't off. I didn't care what he says. The rest of them, absolutely bang on. Yes, yeah. My hips were rubbish. Yes, my arms were all over. Yes, it was whatever. The timing was on. And I tell you how I know, because when the timing's off, Karen sticks her nails in my hands so hard, I would have squealed on telly. I would have squealed on telly. I'm serious,
right?
I love
that. I bet her face doesn't move either. It doesn't like, move.
No,
stop it.
No, the smile goes from like a nice smile to sinister, but without a move in any part of her face.
Amazing.
It's just terrifying. Nearly as scary as you.
Can we just look for Karen, though? Because she did bloody... She looked
Karen,
amazing. Fantastic.
You looked amazing. You were fantastic. I'm sorry I've been assigned to stifle your potential and hold you back for however many weeks. But yeah, it was amazing. So guys, listen, I'm dancing again this week, but you can vote this week. The public can vote. Now, if you think maybe I deserved a slightly higher score than 13, or if you just want to see us stay in the competition long enough to make a big name in the competition so that hopefully Rosie can do it next year, here we go.
Can you imagine if I did it next year? People
amazing.
Have joked about it. Don't joke about this, guys. Like,
you've dreamt about
it. That would be a dream come true.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Didn't you, when we finished on Saturday, me and Karen came over to say hello to you because you and your mum were at the front.
Yeah.
Give us both a cuddle and we're standing talking and you went, hold on 1 second. And you jumped over the little barrier and stood on the Strictly dance floor and had a little dance for yourself, didn't you, for 30 seconds?
It was just lovely. Just me and my mum and Sandra loved it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it was class.
Good times. It was really good
class.
Fun.
It was class. But guys, listen, I need your vote this week. I need
it.
If you're sitting there. No, I am. Because if you're sitting there thinking, other people will vote. No, you're voting. Please vote. You can vote 3 times online. You can phone up as well. It's 15 pence or something. I don't know what it is to vote up.
Listen, don't you worry. We're listening a lot. Shush, it'll be fine.
Right, okay.
But I mean, you need to be good as well. So keep practicing. Yeah.
But we met the dancers afterwards in the tent and stuff. That was nice. You met a load of people.
I mean, I was a bit
squishy. Mother spotted Annika Rice and sprinted across the room, and I had to chase her to go, look, Annika, like, this is my mother-in-law. It's not some nutter. Mm-hmm. It's on my Instagram, guys. Sandra got a photo taken with Neil. They look like they've won Love Island. I've not had nothing like it. Well, it's the most beautiful photo I've ever taken of anyone in my life.
Because Sandra looks disgustingly young, which is extremely upsetting because people genuinely think we're sisters.
Buzzing when people were saying that on Saturday, that people thought you're sisters. She's loving it.
Like, I love my mum so much, I really do. But she is so lush that it actually upsets us a little bit because she's lusher than me. Your mum should not look better than
She's not lusher than you.
Chris, she is.
Rosie, I'm going to tell you a little secret now. Right? Sandra, I know you listen as well. You know, sometimes I look at Sandra and I think, if that's what I've got in the future, that's what my wife's going to like when she's 60, happy bloody days.
So you fancy me, mum? Are you saying that you fancy me, mum? Because this is awkward.
I'm giving you both a compliment.
All right.
Yeah. Although she's aged like a fine wine, you might age like vinegar.
Yeah. I'll not age that well. You've seen me, Dad. Sorry, Dex, love you.
Oh, Derek, she destroyed you there, son.
Just while we're talking about me, ma'am.
Yeah.
Should we mention the train antics?
Oh, please.
The ridiculousness of Sandra
Winter.
I'll
set this up, right? For anyone who doesn't know, I call Sandra. She's basically Rosie's entire family are the Wombles, because they will have anything, secondhand, falling apart, anything. Our mom is the king of the Wombles. Mm-hmm. I have a few rules in this house. One of them is never, ever throw anything away or have any kind of tidy out while Sandra's in the house.
Never.
There's a sofa bed in Robin's little playroom. I've tried to throw that out 3 times. She's been here every time. You can't be throw. And I put it back up and I go, I don't even want it. I hate it. But I keep putting it back up. She keeps making us do it.
Because she gives you the guilt.
Honestly, anything you're hiding it away, she'll have it. Now, Rosie, the stories you told me about her on Saturday had my head spinning. Tell the guys.
I'll start you off at the beginning. Okay, so we were on the train. I Trekway, got with first class. We were going to see Strictly. Yeah. And you know what? We've had a little bit of sponsors and that. I thought, let's treat myself, right?
So I'm still waiting for the money on cracking the knuckles, so don't spend that yet.
Okay, well, I won't. So we got first class on the train. You get free stuff.
Yeah.
Like you get free drinks and like coffees and whatever. My mum took everything that they offered. strawberry croissant. She doesn't even like strawberry croissants, right? Yeah. She ate it. She was like, I didn't really enjoy that. Why did you eat it? It's free, isn't it, right?
She's like a student.
It's embarrassing,
like a
right?
Student.
This is what happened when we were leaving the train.
Right.
The woman opposite us had left an apple.
That
she got
from the trolley.
From the man off the trolley. Sandra picked it up and took it with her. And we later found out that she ate it in bed, pissed.
That night.
That night. Jesus, she also, and I don't really understand this, right? Do you know how you can get like suit carriers where you put your clothes in?
Yeah, yeah. Like it goes over the hanger.
They go over the hanger and it keeps them nice and clean and nice and pressed or whatever.
You get them from the dry cleaners.
Get them from the dry cleaners. Yeah. Sandra had her dress on a hanger in her bag folded up in a bin bag. So she'd put a bin bag over the top, a white bin bag.
It had the yellow drawstrings
and then
it.
But she'd folded it in her bag. I no idea why. Just lost on us. Oh, this is another thing I didn't tell you.
Right.
She brought 5 almost empty tubes of foundation with her to mix together in a little pot because there wasn't enough in each of them to have enough with her. So she had to squeeze the remnants out of each one, which were all different colours, mix them together for our foundation.
She's a lunatic.
What else happened? Oh my gosh. On the way back.
Oh, this is amazing.
On the way back, right, just to give you a bigger picture, my mum, I've never seen my mum have a glass of pop in her whole life. She hates pop. She slags me off if I ever drink pop. I don't really like pop because my mum hates pop so much.
So for anyone around the world who doesn't know, Coke, Sprite.
Sorry, like soda.
Anything like that. Like a carbonated fizzy drink.
Yeah, she hates it. Thinks it's terrible. She will give you the daggers if you're drinking.
She's done it to me before. I've had a drink one. She goes, oh, you're drinking
terrible
that.
For
do you. Do know how much sugar's in that, Chris? That's why I'm drinking it, Sandra. Yeah. I'm hungover to fuck.
Exactly. And clean toilets for that stuff. Yeah. Imagine what it's doing your stomach.
Yeah.
All right. We were on the train on the way back.
Yeah.
The man came around with his trolley. Yeah. Me mum went, I'll have a Diet Coke, please. Me and you. What? Eh? Sandra? Turns out she only wanted a Diet Coke because there were them lovely little skinny bottles.
Yeah, yeah.
She wanted to put it home in her fridge for when a guest comes round.
I said that as well. Because she put it in her bag. She put it in her bag and she went, it's just if I have anyone come around the house. And we were like, what? And then I said to her, I said, are you only doing it because it's the posh can? She went, yeah, it's a posh skinny can. I like it.
Yeah.
The guy
and then
came
when
past
came again,
she got 3 more.
She got 3 more.
Unbelievable.
She got us to get one each.
She also, every time we went past, she got a cake off the trolley, you know.
She did
got one
get
of them trickle
cake.
Things every single time we went past.
And he gave, to be fair, he cut on by the end. He gave her some free popcorn. So that was nice.
She just went for it, just unbelievable.
Honestly, she's got problems.
It's incredible. It's
very, very funny to watch, though.
Do you know, I told Neil, professional dancer Neil, I told him to watch the pom-pom bag video.
Yes.
We're sitting around before the show and I went, you seen that because he loves you and Sandra.
Yeah.
Well, he loves you, sorry, and then he loves Sandra now. I said, watch the pom-pom video and I literally went to the toilet and I came back and he was sitting like crying, laughing and he took his earphones out and was just like, I've just watched it now. I thought it was amazing because you go to someone, you should watch that and they go, yeah, all right, one day. And then they'll go, oh, yeah, I'll watch it. And then you see them 10 weeks later and you go, did you watch the thing? And they go, oh, I haven't had a chance. He watched it there.
That's
that
amazing.
Second.
That's
loved
dedication.
It. And he was buzzing when he saw it. He was like, pom pom bag. Yeah. He shouted it in our face.
The pom pom bag is on the highlights of my Instagram.
If you haven't seen it, guys, check it
very
out.
Funny.
It is so funny. Oh my God.
So well done, mum.
Yeah.
Just while we're on the subject, not about me, mum, something happened today. I haven't told you about this. Like, it's not a major thing. I got a bit upset today.
Oh.
You're going to think I'm ridiculous. I was changing the bed, like the sheets on the bed.
Right.
And I genuinely, no lie, got a little bit upset about how little time we spend in bed these days.
That was going to be so easy. No. You dick.
No, well, yeah. I got a little bit upset. Once upon a time, when I was younger, I used to be in my bed all the time. Just in my bedroom.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
On my bed, doing everything on my bed. I used to eat on my bed, sleep on my bed, get ready on my bed, chill out on my bed, listen to music on my bed, everything. Now, when do we ever go in our bedroom?
Rosie, when we first got together, when I lived in the bungalow, we had one day, can you remember, I had 3 meals in bed?
Yes.
One day. Stayed in bed watching the telly.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner. It was a good day. I think that's when we first watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing.
I just got really upset.
Yeah. Honestly. I know what you mean. I get genuinely really jealous. When I'm on Instagram and I'm looking at people I follow who don't have kids,
I know.
And I see them going, lazy Sunday, and they're on the sofa, and I'm just like, I'm so angry. Like, Diane Buswell, the dancer, and Joe Sugg, genuinely one of the nicest couples you've ever met, right?
Yeah.
On Sunday, we were on the train. I was going home. I knew we were going to pick Robin up. I was slightly hungover. And I looked and she took a photo of him and he'd fallen asleep on the sofa. And I hated them both for like 30 seconds.
Just, I know.
I love them. But I was like, I hate yous both. How dare yous?
Just can't remember the last time. I can't remember the last time that we just were in bed together.
Maybe. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Wait, the curtains in that room, what a waste of money. Well, they're lovely curtains.
They keep the light out, though.
Well, I know, but it's pointless. I don't get to look at them.
Are you sad that you don't spend as much time in bed as you like to? Email shagbrandynoid@gmail.com.
No, we'll
discuss it with
Will,
you.
Man. Oh, no. Don't email in about that. Yeah. Just questions, please. Has anything else been happening?
What else has been happening? No. We did the weekend, and then we're recording now Monday. This is Monday night that we're recording the podcast. Mm-hmm. I've started my next dance, mm-hmm. but it's Friday now, so you'll know what it is by now. Mm-hmm. So it's Charleston.
Oh, you're talking about Strictly again.
Oh,
shit, the bed.
Just because what I've been doing today.
Well, I know.
Oh, sorry.
God, life.
Goodness
it's
me.
Taking over your life.
Jealous! Oh,
are you kidding us? Yes, I am. I'm disgustingly jealous. Do you know how it actually pained me watching that programme on Saturday?
Really?
I just wanted to do it.
It's like when I go to a comedy club and I just want to get up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, I was sat there watching Proudest Punch, loved it, everyone was amazing. I just wanted to get up. Mm-hmm. I had to, like, honestly, physically hold myself back because I just wanted to get up and, like, do a dance.
Can we tell everyone what you said was literally a couple of seconds after you congratululated us and said I was really good?
What did I say?
You said, really good, so proud of you, it was fantastic, you were great, blah, blah, blah. Bit pissed off you've never danced with me like this. Where's this man been the 7 years we've been together?
Well, yeah, true.
I didn't think this could backfire.
You have never, ever danced, ever. To the point, actually, we've had arguments at weddings because you won't dance with us.
I'm still not getting it now because people are going to expect it now. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that. Should we renew our vows after this?
No.
And we'll have a dance together?
No.
Karen can teach us it?
No.
Please?
I don't think, honestly, outside of the show, I don't think we're going to afford our hourly rate. I think just probably absolute fortunes.
Well, yous could just come and do one together and I could just like, on the side, do it like my freestyle.
That would be so sad.
It would be horrible.
Your own wedding on the side. You and Robin.
Either side staging is like, yeah.
Is renewing vows a thing you would be up for doing? Like, is that a thing people do?
Yeah, people do it.
Yeah.
Like normally like rich American people, but I think do it. I would do it, you know, because I think getting married the first time, that's easy.
Right.
You know, you're blissfully in love, it's mint. The second time, say like 10 years down the line, that's a bit harder.
Right.
Don't you think? That's a bit harder. Like, seeing it all again, you'd
pointless.
Have
a... I just think it's pointless and I think it'd be really expensive. I think I'd rather probably go outside and burn loads of money.
Oh, right. Aye, go on then. Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
You're not going on an amazing holiday. You're going to pay... Hey, every bloody... No, Mark, who came to my wedding, by the way, and I paid for your meal. Do you want to come again? I'll pay for your meal again for a laugh.
No, you don't have to have a meal in that. It's just a party.
Oh, all right then. Oh. Why don't you just have an anniversary party then?
Why don't you just get off my dick and stop being such a horrible man?
What is the difference between an anniversary party and a...
It's in the name. Anniversary party or vowel.
Vowel renewal. A-E-I-O-U. Done. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef? There's a jingle.
There's a jingle.
How good you are. How good you are. Do you want to do yours for this week only? Go on. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef. Bourguignon.
Well done, you have that.
Thank you.
Good. Ladies first. What's your beef this week?
I've got five words here.
Okay.
It just says, put your fucking shoes away.
Oh.
Put your shoes away, Ramsay. Oh. You will quite happily... walk past the shoe cupboard, take off your shoes, put them under the radiator, and leave them there for the rest of eternity. When the shoe cupboard is behind you where the shoes live, you also do it in the utility room where we actually bought one of them little boot bench things with space for shoes, and you don't put your shoes in there. Why do you do it? Why are you killing us?
Okay.
Why are you making me upset all the time?
Okay. See, similarly for you, every single time you have a bath or a shower... whatever you are wearing,
you've already
stays
done
there. Not in the podcast.
Different.
I haven't. I've done it on stand-up. I've never done the podcast.
Oh.
Everything you're wearing sits there for ages. Why? Same thing. Tells you reasons. I'll tell you mine.
My reasons are,
okay,
the reason they sit there is because I know that they're going to be going in the wash. The washing lives downstairs. So I go upstairs and I get ready after the bath because we're baths downstairs, everybody. I go upstairs and I get ready because we designed our house, like, not properly.
Really silly.
That's the reason why the bath is downstairs.
There's a bathtub next to the kitchen.
We're stupid. So I leave them there because I know that they're going to go toddle, toddle, toddle into the wash basket, which is in the utility room. Okay. Why do you leave your shoes everywhere?
I leave my shoes out and accessible because at any point in the night, you will turn around and ask me to go out and get you some fucking chocolate from the shop.
That's... Oh!
Where are you going? Oh, she's got some chocolate in the fridge. You're fucking kidding us. You've literally just gone to get some chocolate.
Got some chocolate in
but
the
why?
Fridge.
You can't eat it during the podcast,
yes,
man.
Oh. Excuse me? Whose podcast is this? Whose podcast is this? Tell me whose podcast it is, motherfucker. Tell me whose podcast
what is
it
that?
Is. It's mine. This is my podcast. This is my podcast.
What was that?
It was
it's
a rap,
ours.
Christopher.
It was a terrible rap. It was the worst rap I've ever
whose
seen.
Whose podcast is this? Ours.
Don't eat the chocolate while it's happening.
Listen, they'll not even know.
They will know.
They won't.
Don't do it. It's been in the fridge. That was a lovely...
Yummy.
I'll be honest with you, that was a lovely noise.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lovely noise. So yeah, so I leave my shoes out because at any point I have to be summoned to go somewhere. So they're there. Yeah? Quickly
ridiculous.
Accessible.
Ridiculous excuse. Yeah.
Or for if the house starts being on fire, quickly put them on, run outside. Sorted.
All right, so you would put your shoes on whilst escaping a burning house? Really?
Yeah, of course
you'd
I would.
Actually take the time to put your shoes on?
Of course I would.
That's stupid. Did you not get the firemen coming to your house? You leave everything. You leave everything.
Why do the firemen
you don't
come
pick
to your
up
house?
Nothing. Oh, the school. They came to
they
school.
Came to the school. Brilliant. Yeah. Excellent. So you don't know. Ma'am, the house is on fire. What? No, it's... Oh, sorry. I meant the school. I get them mixed up all the time. Idiot.
All right, man. I wasn't thinking. That brings me to something.
Uh-huh.
This is... I think about this all the time.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when the firemen came to school and they told you that if there's a fire, you've got to break the corner of the window?
Yeah.
Just the corner for some reason. You've got to put your mattress out the window and that's what you jump onto.
Right.
We bought a tent and mattress. It's heavy as fuck.
Yeah.
It's I think about this all the time.
Like
what I don't know what we'd do.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I think about it. I think about that at least twice a week.
Really?
I swear to God. I always think about if there's a fire, how we're going to get out. And I've like got a little route of escape in my head. And I always think like, what would I do with Robin? Like, would I just chuck him and hope for the best? Like, break a couple of bones, but at least he wouldn't be burned alive.
Goodness me. This
seriously,
is a lovely conversation.
Sorry, I know, but this is where your head goes when you're a mum.
The firemen never said that when they came to our school.
Did they not come? They came to our school in an old fire truck with seats in and like a video.
Really?
Played
no.
a video.
Came to ours. There's just one of them. Come in, put some music on, started dancing. Took his cloak. Oh, hold on. No, that was me house and that was a stripper. I get them mixed up all the time.
Oh.
Me. Now, my turn. My beef
oh,
with you.
No.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
got
yeah.
like double beef
no,
there.
No, no, no.
You're
no.
like beef dipping. Listen,
my
hang on.
Don't have any
just
chocolate.
You while you're doing your beef.
Right, we'll move away from the microphone. No, because stop it. It sounds really good. I want some.
Could I be in an advert? Oh, that
no, it's horrible. Like you're breathing and manky. That's disgusting.
People love that.
It literally sound like an advert for cleaning mirrors with your breath. My right, beef with you this
go on,
week.
Carry on.
Right, and I didn't realise it was you doing it. Until I saw it, right? My beef with you this week, and I don't know why you've decided to start doing this. I don't know where it came from.
What the hell are you doing?
Doing me nutting. What you've taken to doing now is eating Dairy Lee Dunkers in the house, right? Opening them the full way. Opening them the full way so the cheese dip and the breadsticks are exposed. Eating just the breadstick and then leaving on the bench in the kitchen. A fucking empty breadstick pot connected to a room temperature Dairy Lee cheese pot and just pissing off out for the day. Now, I thought it was Robin, right? I was like, why has Robin done this? Oh, he mustn't have wanted the cheese. Fair enough. Why has she not put it in the bin? Okay, fair enough. Got rid of it, put it in the bin. The next day, it happened again while he was at nursery. And I was like, it's her? She's eating the breadsticks and just leaving the cheese to go room temperature on top of the bin, on the bench. I hate you. It's disgusting.
Why have you noticed that?
Because I noticed things.
Right, okay.
You're horrible.
No, hang on.
Buy normal breadsticks? What are you buying Dairy Me Donuts
for? They're not breadsticks. They're a really lovely salty chivey crisp.
Oh, it's them ones.
They're really nice. They're not breadsticks.
Put them in the cheese.
I don't like cheese.
Oh, don't open the cheese bit. Peel it so that the cheese bit doesn't open.
No. That's where the peely thing is. Oh, the cheese end
open for, well, get a knife and cut them out and leave the cheese end shut, because it's literally the whole house was stinking of cheese.
No, I will do that. Well, I would have put, because you can recycle them pots, but I don't want to touch the cheese.
Brilliant.
So I've just left it for you.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, I love you.
I'm annoyed because I do like recycling, but that is taking the piss.
Well, I just know that you'll empty the cheesy bit.
Do it with a spoon.
More about the smell.
So just leave it on there for the whole house. Like a little potpourri cheese in the corner. Fumigate the room with it. Yeah, ref. Honestly, you're a clip.
I'm not well. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions.
Is that it? There's no papa? No? Just that?
Well.
Okay.
I'm not very well. Can I have a week off?
Yeah, well, you know, I just thought you might have been up for that.
Public.
Knew it. Right, let's go.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I have a thing for popping spots.
Boom, don't we all? Yeah. Lush, keep talking.
I know most people love doing it. When it comes to popping spots, I actually get a watery mouth.
A watery mouth. Not I salivate. I get a watery mouth. You're not a scientist, are you?
Don't think she is, no.
A watery mouth.
I know that sounds disgusting, but I just get so excited popping them.
Wow.
So my question to you both is there anything such as popping spots that gets your mouth watering? Look forward to hearing your response, and that's Kate from Gateshead.
Wow.
Kate, I also enjoy watching spots being popped.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Don't like to do it myself.
No.
But I like to watch other people doing it.
Yeah, but you like to do blackheads. If I'm ever brushing my teeth with my top off, right, she will scour my back to find if I've got a blackhead. And if I've got one, that's that. We're there for the whole night until she gets
it. You don't let me do it. You're such a wimp. You're literally like,
it hurts. But you do, though. You still do. You still do.
I try. But unfortunately, you've got really good skin.
Well,
it's very disappointing.
Probably. I mean, not on my face, but everywhere else it seems to be okay.
No, it is. You've got a lovely skin.
Didn't your mum have literally a job of squeezing miners' blackheads?
My mum,
yeah,
when she was training to be a nurse, I think it must have been, part of her job was where the lads who worked in the mine would come in and they'd have like blackheads on the back, but it was just pure like soot.
Oh.
So she had to like squeeze them out, but she said they were like daggers. Oh. So they were like massive and she'd just have to get them out. And like they weren't actual, it wasn't like proper blackheads, like filth. It was just a build up of loads of stuff. And I was like, I would love that job.
You would be all over that.
I know.
They'd ban you for getting a wet mouth.
Yeah, it should be. It'd be like, wet floor wet sign mouth, over yeah. here, please. Both ends.
Oh, no.
Oh, way, man.
Spoiled it.
You know what you signed up for.
I quite like pulling the little hairs out of my face, my beard hairs.
You do that. That's like a weird little habit you've got. And when you do it, you enjoy it
when it comes out. I'm like, you little. I'm obsessed with trying to get it ingrown hair as well. Oh, no, don't I always say it to you? Every time I get a tiny little spot, I'm not trying to get one. Not that I'm like.
Desperate for an ingrown hair.
You get like a trestle. What's it called? A bit of trestle or whatever to get a vine to go up a wall. What's it called? It's not like I'm that. It's not like I'm bending my hairs in. It's just if I ever get a little spot in my beard, I'm like, Rosie, I think I've got an ingrown hair. And you're like, no, it's not. It's
but imagine if it was like one of them that you see on YouTube where they pull it out and it's like a full on bush of hair.
Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable then.
Oh, gosh.
Unbelievable.
Do you know, here's a little fact for you, that they tell people who've got anxiety or people who self-harm to watch
the spot squeezing videos
because it's like a release.
Yeah.
And I get that. It's really soothing. I used to watch them before I went to bed.
I think Russell Howard watches them before he goes on stage.
Does
I read that in an interview at some point because I remember I watched some randomly. I was backstage before a gig and I had a... I was just on my phone and I don't know what I was doing, but one popped up and I remember and I remember looking at them and I remember going on and I was really weirdly focused for the gig.
Yeah.
Weirdly.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe we should watch them before we do this podcast.
Oh, popcast.
Popcast. So yeah, Kate, we also love butt.
And there'd be people, it's weird, there's people listening now, there'd be some of you who totally agree and a lot of you who also are absolutely furious about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the world's full of all things for all people. Enjoy it. Embrace it.
Babadoo, 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 ba-
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Question for the podcast.
Yeah.
Is it okay to put extra rubbish in your neighbour's bin on bin day if it's only half full?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, without a shadow of a doubt. And I won't... I honestly, right, this is so ridiculous. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I go out, if their bin's already out...
I've seen you searching down the street.
Oh, I've gone 5 doors down before. I've gone round the corner. It's Christmas, just after Christmas. I've gone out of sight of our house. I've gone up and down the street. I've gone to different streets. If their bin is already out,
yeah,
and it's half full and your bin's properly full, absolutely, I think it's fine. Yeah? Sometimes I even take some of their rubbish out and just throw it back in their garden and then put it in the... I'm totally joking. But this is generally true, Rosie. Every single time I do it, I fantasize about someone stopping us and giving us a lecture about it so I can argue with
them
about it.
So if you not give them the heads up? Would you never... I think you should give them the heads up.
No, because the bin man's coming. Why? What, they got the heads up? What? What they got the head? Why would they need the heads up? What are they just like sitting
there?
It's
their bin. People get a bit possessive over bins.
But they've gone to work or whatever. The bin's there. It's already full. All they know is they're going to get back from work or they're going to get it later on and it's going to be empty. That's all they know, right? It's not like they're like, whoa, hey, well, you know, what they're doing that day, doing an advert for the house, going storage. Yeah, we've got some cupboards, we've got a loft, and we've got half a bin outside currently. Like, do you know what I mean?
I just feel like you haven't met 50% of the general public, if you think that everyone would be okay with that.
Because
I could name you probably about 10 people who wouldn't be okay with that.
Yeah, and send them over and I'll argue until I'm blue in the face. Because I honestly, as I'm putting it out, as I'm doing it, I see cars going past, I see people walking past and I think, go on, say something. Go on. I get excited
funny
about
man
it.
I get the starts on
local mirth maker tirade as old lady tells him that her bin is not full yet. I get genuinely excited about the idea of someone saying it, and I'd just be like, right, let's argue about it, because I would have them. I would absolutely have them.
It's what my life has become.
It's what my life's become. Hey, listen, I don't get much excitement in my life, right? That you've got to take the little victories when you can. I can't wait for someone to have a go at me for that. I can't wait.
Neither can I. It'll be fun times. Beckon me to the window.
You literally, you'll be in the bath window or something. I'll run back in and go, and a woman come past and just said this. You'd be like, oh, shut the door.
It's happened.
Oh, by the way, so do you not think it's okay?
No, I think it's fine, but I think somebody would whinge about it. But I wouldn't care.
No.
I don't care, you know. Unless it's like dog poo. There was once dog poo in my bin. I got a bit upset about that.
When you've got an empty bin, they put it.
Yeah, that's rank. Get your dog poo out my bin.
I was once listening to Bill Burr's podcast, and he was in LA, where he must have lived at the time, and he said he had to stop the podcast because he kept checking if the bin men had been, because he had to, as soon as the bin men had been, he had to run out and get his bin straight back in through the gate because people go past with dogs and hide their dog shit in the thing. And it's LA, so it was really hot. So yeah, the bin would smell like hot dog shit.
Stinks.
But then again, who's paying to get their wheelie bin cleaned? Who are these people?
Well, I would.
I find it weird. Do you want your wheelie bin cleaned? What, so I can put more rubbish in it next week? Yeah, definitely, mate.
I know, but then it's having to empty it and it pull it everywhere and it stinks. You know what I'm like with smells.
Get in.
I know, but I would get
mine. Stays out in the rain. Ours is under a tree. The amount of bird shit on our wheelie bin is madness.
I'd get mine clean, but I'm too embarrassed to ask them when I've seen them. I am. I'm like, because of that reason, I feel a bit stupid getting my wheelie bin clean, so I don't want to go to them. I know, but
it's their job. They're not going to go like, right, I'll be the guy, right? I'm washing someone's wheelie bin. Now you come up and ask me.
Hello, excuse me. I was just wondering, seeing that you're washing wheelie bins, would you like to wash my wheelie bin?
Say it again, love, you want us to what?
Would you like to wash my wheelie bin?
2 seconds. Steve, come here. Listen to this dirty slag. Yeah. You want me to what, love?
Just give my wheelie bin a wash.
Look at you with your scruffy wheelie bin. Never going to happen. That's their job.
You've massively put me off now. Never going to ask. They're going to rot. Got it. Hello, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
So my friend, let's call her Hannah, had a one-night stand once with someone who asked to use a spatula or a ketchup bottle on her.
Sorry?
I don't know, Chris.
I've already got so many questions. Why both of them things?
I don't know.
What are they going to do with them?
I don't know.
What's in the spatula?
I imagine
he's hitting with a spatula, but is he putting the ketchup bottle inside her? What's happening?
Right, okay, well, I read this and I thought the ketchup and the spatula are going the same place, so that makes much more sense that he would hit a bum with the spatula and the ketchup bottle might go inside.
How thin and long is your fanny that a spatula's going in there?
Well, exactly. I don't know why I thought that. That's why I thought it was really strange, but you're right, that's like the paddle, and I feel a lot better about that. anyway, she wasn't overly keen. I can't imagine why, Vom. Brilliant. What's the weirdest thing someone has asked you to do, Chris? Ha ha ha.
Oh, brilliant. I'm asking you.
It's literally just amazing. To you.
Wow.
What's the weirdest thing anyone's asked you to do? I'm guessing it's with sex.
I don't know. I don't think I attract people who want weird stuff done.
No.
No, not really.
Are you just a bit embarrassed to say in front of me?
No, not at all.
Or is it the 8 million people who could possibly be listening?
You're probably the weirdest. I just don't want to tell anyone anything. I'm joking. I don't have to tell you. This isn't dirty at all, but I don't have to tell you. When I met a girl on a night out.
What?
And then we sort of exchanged numbers and everything. And then I think did we go for a drink somewhere or whatever?
Anyway.
But then the next time we were going to go out, she was like, oh, let's go for a curry. And I was like, I just found it so weird. Like, I just going for a curry with someone who you've only seen twice. It's a bit much. I mean,
was it because you thought that you were going to have sex after, and you didn't want to have sex after a curry?
Yeah, so you're that as well.
Presuming that this lady was wanting to have sex with you straight away.
Well, she's only human, Rosemary.
I don't know. Is that weird?
I just thought. Like, I mean, you see me eat a curry. I'm not fun when I'm eating a curry. I eat it too fast. I burp a lot afterwards.
You have to wash your hands straight away.
I have to wash my hands immediately. If she took a bit of my naan bread, I'd probably put a fork through her hand.
I couldn't have. No, I do agree with that. It's a bit early. You can't be going for a curry the second date.
Really well before I go for a curry with someone.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
But then, this is what I get. You know, with dates, you know, when people go to the cinema and that, you're not talking.
Yeah, you kind of have a bit crack on. Cinema's stupid. If you're listening to this and you're going to take someone to the cinema on a date, you're an idiot. Let's go and sit in silence for 2 hours.
Do you remember? That'd be good fun. Do you remember though, right? Cinema, memories coming back. Do you remember being really young, going out with someone at the cinema?
Yeah.
And you'd hold hands all the way through, but your hand would be like sweaty and you didn't even watch the film because all you were thinking about was like, oh my God, we're holding hands. Is that just me?
Yeah, I never.
I was going out with a lad that I did that with.
Yeah.
I think I was only about 12. But honestly, I was so nervous and so like, and then you sit there going, is he going to put his arm around us? Oh my God.
No, because I'm holding his fucking hand.
Well, maybe he would have moved it. I can't remember.
Imagine that. He's holding your hand with a hand closer to you. And then he comes down and cuddles you. So he's facing the back of the cinema. He's got his arm like across you and under the front of your chin, and he's just
weird.
He's just face on the wall, falls asleep.
Oh, bless. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, so I have been married to my husband for 18 years, and in general, it has been great. He is funny and kind and still extremely handsome.
Well, that's good.
But his nose blowing thing is another level. I can almost set my clock by it. Before breakfast, after a shower, and last thing at night. That's not what bugs me though. It's the noise. It's like a mix between a penguin squeal and an old car horn.
Yes. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's so loud that I have to warn overnight guests to expect a rude awakening in the morning.
No way.
If he doesn't blow his nose, he starts to sneeze. No joke, like 20 times in a row, which drives me mad. I call him an attention seeker for it. Do you guys have any annoying habits that the other one is just sure they are doing for attention? Thank you, Jenny.
Right. I absolutely know exactly what kind of nose blowing she's talking about. I'll tell you exactly. It's
penguin squealing, old car horn.
It's that one. It's when they're properly like
disgusting.
Yeah, it's like a weirdy high pitched noise, and they're like with the nose, and it goes like that.
Oh.
Honestly, people who do that in public, men. It's always men who do it in public. Men. They blow their nose so loud, and I just want to run over and smash their faces in. It's the most annoying, obnoxious noise you can make. Oh, sorry, I'm just blowing my nose. You're a fuck on a train in an airport. Oh, my God. Right,
do you know what? I never blow my nose, me.
No.
Unless I've got cold day to day.
Yeah.
I never blow my nose. Who are these people who just blow the nose every day?
Always blow the nose. Can you not remember back in the day, did your uncle or your grandad or no one just have like a fabric hanky?
Yeah, and they used to use it all the time.
And they'd just get out and go, and then just scrumble it up and put it back in their pocket. And like, oh, great, that's going to be absolutely delightful at the end of the day, that is.
I know.
And now you're not washing it.
Imagine that on one of them adverts where it has the infrared stuff, the Dettol advert.
Yeah, yeah, where it's got all the dirt lifting on it. Yeah, it's full pockets, just like a biohazard.
Oh.
Honestly, people who blow their noses like that in public, I hate them so much.
She's having to warn people who come and stay over.
Right, so what he should do is, right, he should just empty his nostrils in the shower. If he has to blow his nose after
like
the shower,
footballer.
That's mental. Yeah, that's what I do.
I've seen you do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's awful.
Ah, yeah, well, there we go. Well, there's the habit you don't like.
I know. It's actually really disgusting because I see it coming out and you're literally like...
do you ever... I was talking to someone about this the other day. Do you ever, right? Because I know you pick your nose now and then. And I pick my nose now and then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever... It happens the other day I was in a car on the way back to the hotel.
This is right? My nose. And so I've got cold.
Oh, Mr. Ed. I was in a car. Sound like a horse. I was in a car back to a hotel the other day, right? And I touched the outside of my nose. And I felt like, oh, like a little jab of pain, massive. like a sharp snot. Do you ever do this? You touch your nose and you feel a sharp snot and you go, oh. And I genuinely got excited. I was like, whoa, when I get back to the hotel room, I'm going to have your life, mate.
Picking it.
I'm going to absolutely have at you, like.
Well,
do you know what I mean? You feel it and you go,
but sometimes it feels nice and I just keep doing that.
There you keep pressing it.
Mm-hmm. I've got a cut in my nose at the minute.
Yeah.
And it's a reoccurring cut. I don't think it ever heals properly. No, it's not. It's just because it gets like dry, wet and then dry and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And it's well, you know, I've got a twitch.
Yeah.
So it hurts.
You stretch it, don't you?
I do.
It's probably what it is. You probably
my twitch was on Strictly.
I know. mention Strictly again for. Yeah. Your little photo, by the way, can I just say the photo someone took when Tess Daly was about to announce me and the camera's on the crowd and everyone in the crowd is looking kind of at the back of Tess's head and you are looking right past that bottom corner, smiling directly at the camera like you're her co-host waiting for your line. Absolutely hilarious.
They never told me not to look at the cameras,
brilliant.
Chris. That's all I'm going to say.
Brilliant. Is it on your Insta? It's amazing.
I think so. They said you're going to be filmed. Is that okay? I said, yeah. They did not say,
surprise,
do not look at the camera.
I'm surprised you couldn't see your lips moving while you were reading the auto cue with her.
Oh, another one about sex.
Yes. Always awesome.
Hey, Rosie and Chris. Some advice needed for a friend. She has just had
a friend.
Apparently so. You don't know what it is yet.
Would you ever email in something asking for advice about your friend?
No.
Yeah. Right,
never.
Love. What's
so
your bloody problem?
Right,
tell us.
Okay, then. So advice needed for a friend.
Scapegoats.
She has just had a new neighbour move in beside her and they are constantly having sex. Morning, noon and night every day. But it's loud and she can hear every noise and spank, even waking her up in the middle of the night with the moans, groans and requests for it harder.
Oh my goodness.
She and her partner have tried shouting through the walls to try and embarrass them, but nothing is working.
No way.
Can you believe that?
That's hilarious. Mortified.
My question is, what would you do to try and get them to turn the noise down? Thanks.
Oh,
see, right, I don't understand people who can live somewhere all the time and have really loud sex and not be embarrassed.
Yeah.
I've lived in a flat before and I know that I can remember being with a partner. Sorry, Chris. Other people I've had sex with other than you.
But you had sex with people before we met?
Just once.
You are joking.
No, just this one time.
Right.
This one time.
You're about to talk about.
What I'm talking this only this one time ever in my whole life that I'm going to talk about.
Good.
So this one time, yeah. I knew that my neighbours were in upstairs.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't make a noise. So mm-hmm. we had really quiet sex. Just that one time. Yeah. It was really quiet. It wasn't very good. I prefer it with you.
Thank you.
So
imagine I was that insecure.
Can you imagine? You married the wrong girl. If you are. I would die if I thought someone could hear me having sex.
Yeah, it's really, yeah.
You've got to be a certain kind of person, I think, to know that you live somewhere where someone can hear you and still be loud.
It might be part of it.
Well, this is the thing, yeah, they might do.
Or you just got to be an arrogant, ignorant prick, the kind of person who blows their nose that loud in public.
Well, there you go.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, it's them.
Them kinds of people. Who's having loud sex morning, noon and night? What you do? Jesus. Morning, noon and night?
Can we just clarify that we do actually have sex? We sound like the...
Yeah, we do, but come on, man. Christ alive. What? So they've got a house, right? So they've moved into a house. So they're old enough to move into a house. So at least, at the very least, they must be 19. 20. Yeah, 19, yeah. 20. If they're not students then, 20.
Yeah.
And you're having sex morning, noon, and night.
I know.
And you've been with this person long enough to move in with them.
Yeah.
You haven't just started going out and you're having sex morning, noon, and night. I mean,
maybe they've moved next door to a porn studio and they don't even know.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
I mean, they literally do them in back bedrooms and stuff. I've seen the documentaries.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
What would you do then? How would you answer our question? What would you do to stop them?
Honestly, I really don't know. Like, if it was that bad to the point where it sounds like they're, like, keeping them up, like, genuinely mm-hmm. can't sleep because of it,
yeah,
you'd have to go and say something.
Can you do... Can a letter? Can you call the police on it?
Well, probably not, no. I'd put a letter through the door.
You put a letter through the door, yeah. Because we had a similar question about this, but it was kind of like, it was about you could see them through the window, wasn't it? Remember, ages ago on the podcast, someone said they could see people having sex through the window. And they didn't know what to do.
Oh, right, okay.
I would probably knock on their door during.
Oh, right.
But every time they did it,
what
would you say? Well, no, I would run away. I would just, every single time I heard them having sex, I'd run downstairs, ring the doorbell and run back in the house. Every single time.
All that would happen was they would get straight back into it and you'd be like, oh, you're fucking kidding me!
I'd ring the door again.
Oh, right, okay.
I would do it the whole time.
That's hilarious.
That would be my life.
Right.
That would be it. I'd get some steps in.
You would get your steps in. I'm a bit annoyed that our neighbours aren't at it all the time. Because that would be wonderful to watch you doing that. That's a sketch, isn't it? Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. Okay, it is time for this week's celebrity question.
Yeah. Do I do something yet? I can't remember.
Do you do a jingle? No. Don't look, you're not well. Have the week
What's
off.
What's the matter with us?
This week's celebrity question is from my dance partner, the fantastic... Karen Hauer.
Yay!
Hey, Chris and Rosie. So, my question is, if you were a mermaid or a merman, which half would you have as human and why? So, let's say, would you have the face of a fish with a human body or your face with a fishy body? This is ridiculous. tell me.
Now you know why me and her get on.
Thank you, Karen.
She's an absolute weirdo, just like me and you, Rose.
Oh, she's absolutely gorgeous. Bless her a little bit.
That's a really good question, to be
so
fair.
So what would you be?
So, you have to be tomorrow. Tomorrow, you are getting turned into a mermaid.
Yes! Right?
And tomorrow, I'm getting turned into a merman.
All my dreams come true.
Now, from the waist, you can go upwards or downwards. So, you can have waist down, the fin of a mermaid, the fin and legs of like a fish, or you can have from the waist up, fish stomach, love a little pair of fish titties, right?
Fish, my favorite.
Fish fins and shoulders and a fish head and human legs.
I'd have to keep it old school. Yeah. I'd have to aerial it up. I want shell, little bra.
Yeah.
I want lush hair that I put shells in that in.
Yeah.
All about the shells.
Comb with a comb you found. Disgusting, by the way. She just finds a comb and she's...
It's a fork.
It's a fork, even worse. Bits of scran in it.
Don't try and quote Disney wrong, right?
Sorry.
Have you even seen the film?
No.
You've never seen The Little Mermaid?
Not the whole way through.
Are you taking the mic?
I've never seen it the whole way through.
Oh, don't. Are you kidding?
I've never seen it the whole way through. And that's weird because our doorbell is actually under the sea.
It is.
Under the sea. Literally, our doorbell rings and it goes.
Shall I do it? The seaweed is always greener.
Totally.
In somebody else's lake.
Totally not worth it.
You dream about going up there.
Good
but
God.
That is a big mistake. Come on, I just look at the world around you. Right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Oh, under the sea. Under the sea. Under the sea, under, let me get just the chorus. Yeah. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Under the sun, they slave away. Each little's nearly an... Oh.
I knew it was a matter of time before you didn't know the words. Stupid. Very stupid. The best thing is, right, the fact that you know the lyrics for nothing, right, but the best bit is, it's the confidence you started with. It's the unbelievable. You go, oh, yeah. And like literally sometimes three words in, you're stuck. But the confidence you started with has to be commended, I'll be honest with you.
Thank you.
Absolutely ridiculous. Okay, so what would you rather, right, let's change it a second, right? Let's change it up because Karen sort of said that. What about if you just had a whole human body, right, and a fish's head or... fish legs like a real fish like a real mermaid. So look like a real mermaid or look exactly like you, but just you've got a fish's head.
Well, I want to be a mermaid.
Okay.
Who wants a fish's head? Have you seen fish? Raffle. I don't want a fish head. It's like that's like the worst animal head you could ever have.
Like, what are you going to do on a night though? Like, well, if you've got a full on fish leg, what are you going to do? You're going to have to live in the sea, right? You could live on land with a full human body and just a fish's head. But what you're gonna have to get crutches or a wheelchair and just be thingied around. Oh, what happened to you? Oh no, I've got fish legs.
That's all right. Have you never seen the film? What's her face?
Splash, Daryl Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's all right. She just has a bath, salt bath.
Yeah? Is that what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I think
I'm not having a fish head. What kind of neck would you have? Would your head stick straight up with your mouth to the sky? Or would you have a little neck? And your hair is going outwards. Do you know what I mean, though?
I don't know.
Come on. Fish don't have necks, really, that go straight forward. They're just like up.
Oh, so
so your mouth, you'd be like, hello, how are you? And your face would be pointing up the sky.
You'd be in a restaurant. And you sit there and they'd hand you the menu and you'd have to hold it over your head like you were protecting your hair from rain. And every time you go, I'll have the plankton, thank you.
And what you'd have to do if you wanted to talk to someone, you'd have to go sideways and then like that. Lie on the side to talk to them. So no, it's ridiculous. I'd rather just be, you know, on a wheelchair or get carried around.
I think I'd be the same. I think I'd have to have fish legs.
Yeah. You'd just learn to jump.
Your upper body would be legendary. Because you'd be carrying yourself around everywhere. We'll put like barriers, like banister things on it in every room. It would just walk around on the banisters.
Well, yeah, you'd be fine. You'd get used to it.
Cool. We'll sort that out for next week.
Can't wait.
Lovely.
Babadoo, 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 ba. The end of another episode. Thank you again so, so much for listening. We will be back next Friday with episode 34.
Yes, thank you very much, guys. As always, please continue to like, rate, and subscribe on all your podcast shops. It really does mean the world. You are genuinely bloody lovely, the lot of you. And that's why you're going to vote for us this weekend, aren't you? Thank you very much indeed, online and ringing up. It would be a pleasure to stay in a bit longer and hopefully learn to actually dance. So, yeah.
I agree.
And that's all I'm going to ask of you this week. I'm not even going to mention me to her. Oh, no, I just mentioned it. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.